Welcome into We Are Soccer Central. Next up, we got senior editor of thecup.us to join us, Mr. Josh Hakala. We had this scheduled already, this conversation to highlight the schedule for the 2024 format and the news. The reason why the schedule was delayed came out. MLS apparently was the reason. Only 8 teams participating, somewhat unprecedented. So, Josh, thank you for joining. We are Soccer Central. And what is this new format and kind of what's it mean going forward here with the tournament starting in just 2 weeks?
Well, like you said, I think a lot of people were doing a lot of NISA bashing because NISA just seems, you know, whatever issues they're having and getting their teams wrangled and figured out for the next season, they were delaying their schedule release, and we were waiting for them to figure out how many teams are they going to enter. You know, I think that fluctuated, and we were speculating all the way around, like 11 teams, 12 teams. Now it's down 9. And so we thought that was the issue. And what we have obviously learned, I think a lot of you're a soccer fan, you've probably been following that that Major League Soccer tried to pull out of the tournament, essentially, and just enter their MLS Next Pro teams. And I thought that would be disaster if they did that. They have done that, but not to the extent of just, you know, bailing all together. So there are 8 teams in the tournament, and then the rest of them are a collection of MLS Next Pro teams. And it's kind of a gut punch to the tournament, in my opinion. I think that not having all the Major League Soccer teams in, I mean, if your whole selling point to the tournament is a David versus Goliath thing, and Goliath doesn't show up in full, well, then that really hurts the tournament. So that's what we're stuck with. We've got 8 teams from Major League Soccer that are entering, just all the teams that didn't make the CONCACAF Champions Cup, and then and the defending champion Houston Dynamo are in it, and everyone else is either fielding MLS Next Pro teams or no team at all. So it's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, you lead one of the leading publications covering the oldest tournament in United States sports. I guess you've been covering this for 20 plus years. Did you think that a move like this would ever happen?
I mean, it was always talked about because obviously there are teams that have different opinions. If you talk to them off the record, they'll tell you that like there are some teams that just frankly value the tournament more than others. Like, there are some teams that would just assume not do it. You know, it's just kind of they didn't feel like it has the cachet or doesn't give them the notoriety that winning MLS Cup would, or, you know, that winning the Champions Cup could. But there are a lot of teams who actually feel the opposite. And so actually we found out recently, you know, like when you know, members of the media were asking teams, what are your thoughts about this? I feel like largely almost everybody was pretty down on this whole idea of not participating. So this is really coming from the top, and this move. And I just really, I never thought there would be this level of a move. And I don't think that, you know, Lionel Messi joining the league is, I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that's part of the equation. I feel like the league, while I understand they want to raise the level of the competition they're going to take part in, they want things to be in their benefit. They want to, you know, get a percentage of the gate, or they want to make sure it works with their schedule. I feel like the tournament is kind of bent over backwards to do that already. And I guess I can't fault them for trying to get the most they can for their teams, but I just thought torpedoing the entire tournament is probably not the best way to do that. So I was pretty surprised at the method. You know, I really thought that, you know, they tried to just throw in their MLS Next Pro teams, which would have been just a horrible situation, because then I think we all know that the gap between Major League Soccer and the MLS Next Pro teams is pretty huge. And if I thought once they put in that request or they made that demand and then it was shot down, I thought that was the end of it. But obviously behind the scenes, they were really pushing to limit their participation. So I was surprised that it actually got to this point.
Yeah, there's been some reporting over the weekend, and one of the glimmers of hope, there's a couple somewhat positive quotes at the end of the Doug McIntyre Fox Sports article. Peter Vermees saying, this is a good fix in the short term, but I believe long term you'll probably see more teams participating. Do you think that that's a kind of a face saving quote, or do you think that there's hope that this is a temporary quirk to the format and we might go back to close to normal next year?
I think that's possible. Peter Vermees definitely, I mean, he's one of those people who legit seems to, at least in talking to him over the years, like I feel like he legitimately loves the tournament and obviously he's had success that helps, you know, but I feel like that's the hope is that, you know, we kind of get through this odd year and like they have until 2025 to sort of make it right. And I think that there's a lot of hope there that we can maybe just adjust or at least, you know, move it back to where it was. I don't know if I it's hard to know at this point, you know, like I said, I was surprised that they did what they did. So could we see all the teams back? I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like next year, but they have a lot of time to figure that out. So my hope is that they're able to do that. But then I think people aren't looking ahead toward is the fact that the World Cup is right around the corner and it's going to be in our neck of the woods. And that's going to really just destroy the calendar. I mean, you thought the League's Cup was already causing a problem with fixture congestion. I mean, the World Cup is going to shut things down for everything. And so I don't know what that's going to look like. I mean, I've heard people say that like it might not be normal, quote unquote, until 2027, you know, for all we know, after the World Cup is over. But I don't know. I can only hope. I'm as optimistic as they come. But I got to say that looking ahead to, you know, a transition year in 25 and then a World Cup year in 26, I, you know, as much as I love the tournament, I can't see that, you know, cracking the priority list of the American soccer landscape.
No, not during a World Cup year. And it was funny you were mentioning shutting down in 2026. And you, MLS has played through World Cups in the past. I thought that would be kind of a funny thought to see MLS league games playing simultaneously with the World Cup in the same country might be an interesting look.
Maybe they could have the Open Cup playing during like rest days during the World Cup. I don't know. Like, it's just I don't know where the time is going to be. You know, like that tournament is going to take a big chunk of the year, and then obviously, you know, League's Cup will be fit in there somewhere. I haven't really looked to see what the calendar is supposed to look like, but that's a lot of games to fit in.
You want to think optimistically here about Open Cup in general, but you think that this first step towards stepping back is the big one. So it's kind of unlikely that they'd undo that big first step, you think? Once you knock down the door, it's harder to fix it.
Exactly. No, and that's what I'm thinking is that it's probably not going to go back completely. You know, I feel like they've already realized what they can do. And you know, I and that being Major League Soccer. So I think you're right. I think once the damage has been done. However, I think it remains to be seen how much of a backlash there is. You know, I mean, I feel like we've heard from supporters groups, St. Louis being a very vocal one, and like supporters groups speaking out against this. There have been talk of boycotts and things like that. Let this 2024 thing play out, and maybe it doesn't go so well, and maybe Major League Soccer says, hey, but maybe that wasn't the best idea, and maybe they, you know, come back to the table. But I don't know. It's hard to know what it's going to look like, but it's really just while the tournament largely is the same, you know, you're still going to get, you know, a lot of the same drama with the lower league teams working their way up to round three and round four. And when, you know, Major League Soccer starts in round four. But the thing is, like, there's almost no teams on the East Coast for Major League Soccer. That's going to create a bunch of travel issues. And there's just not enough MLS teams to go around. So fewer teams are going to get a crack at the Goliath. So I think that's going to take away from it a little bit. But at the same time, I mean, if you're going to, unfortunately, I think, have an, maybe an asterisk by this season or by this tournament, because, you know, what if a USL championship team wins the whole thing? And, you know, maybe they only had to play like one or two MLS teams to get there. You know, that'll be neat, but
major,
you know,
asterisk.
I don't know how that's going to be. Yeah. I think it's going to be a huge asterisk, right? Not right next to it, but there's also something else to consider. Like if a, and I think this is unlikely, so mind that, if an MLS Next Pro team wins the tournament, could happen, I guess. They're not going to the Champions Cup, in my opinion. There's no way that's going to happen. So essentially, we could see, you know, let's say Austin FC 2 make a run in the Open Cup, win the thing, and the senior team that didn't participate the year before is going to get into the Champions Cup. That's how, that's what I think is going to happen. Although, again, however unlikely it is that an MLS Next Pro team is going to run the table, you never know, but we'll see.
And those defenders of the cup you've mentioned, like St. Louis, there was definitely on the MLS broadcast, there was a Open Cup chants heard in the broadcast in the background. And I think it might have been St. Louis as well, having a kind of a march to the match. They were holding Open Cup flags and banners when they were entering the stadium. So, and then plenty of grassroots you know, accounts and stuff online saying that, you know, that this is anti competition, and, you know, it's a shame that MLS would do something that's not, like, they're not number one a focus of it, while a small team drawing the big team is the thing that focus isn't on the big team, you know, until, like, you know, the finals, or so to speak, like, they're not the main character at the beginning. So it's a shame that they, yeah, you know, they, you know, don't even allow that, that drama to play out, because for folks, that love the sport, love the American brand of the sport, that live outside of an MLS city, like, this is, you know, where the memories are made, or some of the big ones, because here, located in Southeast Michigan, I know some of, folks' favorite memories with Detroit City FC, you know, involve playing in the Open Cup when they matched up against MLS teams, and, you know, circle on the calendar when they beat Columbus Crew a couple years back. I mean, that drew out more interest in the team than any of the other games that they've ever had.
Yeah, that, and that's this whole selling point of the tournament. And I think the fact that you have a team, you have a league, the top league, stepping away from it, it's just mind-boggling to think that, like, you're not going to get more than half the league involved. And while, you know, it's, I guess we could say it's better than nothing that we got eight, you know, after they tried to go to zero. But still, I mean, it is a big disappointment that we're going to, in the end, just have eight teams. And it's going to take away from that that fourth round, that when that fourth round, or, you know, sometimes we had them come in the third round, that's the bread and butter of the tournament right there. Like, almost every game is MLS against a lower division team, and that's the sweet spot of the tournament, and now we're not going to have that. So it's definitely a big gut punch to the tournament. And also, like, I'll say this, like, Major League Soccer wanting to improve the tournament, they want to see it more viable, they want to see it, you know, marketed better, all things I think we can all agree on. Like, I think that's a reasonable thing to want. But you do know that, like, by pulling out of the tournament, you're hurting the tournament so that it can't do those things. So if you wanted, like, prize money, well, to get prize money, you know, they've added some nice sponsors. I don't know if you saw the release. There's some pretty big name companies are involved. It's not like tournament changing money, from what I understand, but it's like getting some big name sponsors on board. That's a big step in the right direction. They don't have that, like, title sponsor type of, you know, tournament changing thing where they can, like, up the prize money to something ridiculous.
It's not the Emirates Open Cup.
No, it's not. But that's how it's going to have to happen. Like, whether you love that, you know, title sponsorship on tournaments or not, but they need that. But if the main draw of the tournament is Major League Soccer, and only eight of the teams are participating, or, you know, the league wants to pull out, how are they going to sell that? Like, how are you going to make the tournament better when the main draw of the tournament is not participating? So it was a little short-sighted, in my opinion. I was surprised that it went that far, but it's, you know, hopefully they can work something out for next year.
I got two more things for you. First, you said you spoke with a representative from the USSF, the United States Soccer Federation. What did you glean from that conversation?
Well, I think that they were kind of blindsided by the whole thing. This was back in December when they first made the announcement that they, you know, were going to enter their MLS Next Pro teams. And that caught everyone off guard. I think you can read a lot of the reporting. I really just wanted to get a sense of like how accurate the reporting is. From what I gather, it was pretty accurate. Like, so a lot of what you're reading out there from sources and things that the sources aren't leading you astray. I mean, aside from, you know, I just wanted to find out what exactly is the state of things. And it looks like that is the goal, is to, you know, try to make the best of this year and then hopefully look ahead to 2025 and see if they can work out a deal or, you know, make some sort of partnership that that works. And I think the whole thing is just kind of surprised them as much as it did us that, you know, I think this is something that Major League Soccer is like, maybe talked about for a while, but it really came to a head, you know, kind of out of nowhere this past off season. So, you know, but behind what I, you know, like I said, with NISA, you know, sort of getting all the flack for not announcing their schedule and not getting their stuff together, you know, to have everything going on behind the scenes, it really was just in flux. So, and now, here we are like 2 weeks from the tournament to start and we just got the draw. And I mean, that's tough for marketing the tournament. That's tough for organizing it. That's tough for, you know, selfishly speaking, me, you know, finding reporters to cover these games. So it's going to be a tough start, but hopefully, you know, we can get things going in a couple weeks and, you know, enjoy the early rounds, which is always fun because you get these teams that, you know, most of us have never heard of that they're going to be out there on the field trying to make a run.
Before I let you go, a first division pulling away from its domestic competition is a drastic move, like we've talked about. Is there any precedent for a league doing this anywhere else in the globe?
I mean, there are leagues where I think La Liga allows like reserve teams to enter in addition to the senior teams. I want to say someone like dug up that Poland allows reserve teams, but you know the thing is like we already have you can pull up players from your reserve teams to play in the tournament. So it's like to say that you can't make this work because, you know, schedule congestion is a little silly. Like they could have just pulled players up and now we're going to have this big cluster of how do the rosters work when it's MLS Next Pro. So let's say you have an MLS Next Pro team and the MLS team, the senior team is not participating. What's stopping them from taking some of their senior team players and quote unquote loaning them to the MLS Next Pro team? I think that's one of the things that they're working on and trying to figure out how to make that work. Cause that's a big question is how that's going to, you know, play out. And in the spirit of the game, if you're going to have a team start in the first round as these MLS Next Pro teams are, like, then I don't think people want to see ringers, you know, thrown in there. And I think that's one of the things they got to work out before this tournament gets underway in a couple weeks.
Like you said, this tournament gets underway in just a couple weeks, March 19th. First game, Miami United FC versus Chattanooga FC from Finley Stadium, Tennessee. So that's the beginning of the madness, and I'm sure you're going to have your hands full and you're going to see a lot of reporting come out on the site.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have someone at every game, and that's how we do things. It's a little nuts. 32 games in 3 days. I like that they're spaced out at least. I think that's better for fans. I think if you like, you know, chuck like 25 games into a night, like who can possibly follow that? So the fact that they have them a little bit spaced out is good. But it's going to be a wild first 3 days of the tournament starting March 19th.
So, Josh, you've covered this this tournament for 20 plus years. I'm sorry that you've had to come on it with this sort of news as the topic, but I'm excited for the 2024 games to come at the very least. And thank you for sharing your insight and a little bit of background here on MLS's decision to pull away from the United States Open Cup. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Check out We Are Soccer Michigan, Ohio, and check out just general We Are Soccer Network. And until next time, everybody, please enjoy your soccer.